Members of an Indonesian ethnic group called the Cha-Cha took a walk around downtown Seoul recently, some of them getting their first taste of freezing winter weather. Their arrival was greeted by a media frenzy and an appearance by Seoul's mayor. Such treatment is usually reserved for pop stars or Olympic athletes. These Cha-Cha children are neither, but they do have a special skill. The children know how to read Hangul, the Korean alphabet system. The Cha-Cha never had a writing system of their own for records or literature until last year, when South Korean scholars persuaded them to make Hangul their own.
When I first encountered Hangul, it was a bit of a shock. Learning it was difficult at first, but then it got easier as I learned more.
South Korea dispatched teachers to Baobao, where the Cha-Cha live, on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. Seoul National University professor Lee Ho-yong led the effort to promote Hangul to the Cha-Cha. He says he wants to preserve linguistic diversity.
We want to protect rapidly disappearing languages in the world. Indigenous languages are weakening under the influence of powerful central governments and because they have no alphabet.
Hangul is a simple and logical phonetic system. Unlike the Roman alphabet, each letter conforms to one basic sound. So South Korean scholars say it is a practical option for the Cha-Cha. Even though Indonesia's main official language, Bahasa Indonesia, uses the Roman script. In addition to its alphabet, South Korea is offering infrastructure assistance by building schools and libraries for the Cha-Cha. Lessons in Korean will also be offered as these Indonesians get more comfortable with Hangul. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.